The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. To inaugurate the Mystery Theater's ninth season, we are honored to present in five parts that classic of crime, fate, and condemnation, Victor Hugo's Les Misérables. Today, in our fourth episode, we continue with Jean Valjean, a 60-year-old escaped convict, originally imprisoned for stealing a loaf of bread. Were you to add up the years he paid for this crime, it would add up to half his life. As our curtain rises, the city of Paris is also a prison. The streets are filled with men and women rioting against the government.
You are beneath contempt, Valjean. You steal bread. You decide you are above the law. You escape. You are caught. Brought back to prison, you escape again and again.
All true, Inspector. But so long ago, I changed my name, became an honored citizen. I helped people. I did charitable works.
But you never pay the debt you owe society.
I beg for mercy, Camille. Forgiveness.
Don't ask it from me.
So long as I live, I shall follow you. I shall not rest until you are back in prison for the rest of your life.
Our drama, Fear, Love, and Death. Part 4 of Victor Hugo's Les Misérables has been especially adapted for the Mystery Theater by Gerald Keane and stars Alexander Scourby as Jean Valjean, Bernard Grant as Javert, and Amanda Plummer as Cosette. I shall return shortly with Act 1. Curtain rises upon the streets of Paris at a time when Frenchmen are in revolt against the government. Barricades block the streets. Men are armed with paving stones, iron bars, stolen muskets, swords. But nobody can give you a clear account of why. Through the violence, the crowds, and the haphazard death, a man with white hair and a young girl are trying to escape the fanatical pursuit of one Inspector Javert, from whom we hear now.
I had been trailing Jean Valjean and finally caught up with him in the Latin Quarter, where he was looking after Cosette, a young woman who had been entrusted to his care by a dying mother. Strange how a man can combine charity and selfishness. To some, he was good. To me, he was evil. But I missed arresting him by minutes. He is somewhere here in Paris, but the devil himself only knows where.
Cosette, I don't think we can get as far as the Saint-Lazare station.
But we had to. I couldn't bear it if that man came and took you off to prison, Jean.
No one will. But I think it's dangerous to continue walking these streets. Look, people with guns who have never fired a gun. People with swords, stones, ready to crack anyone's skull.
Why are they doing all this? It doesn't make sense.
Society as a whole has never made sense. Cosette, a crowd has a mind of its own. I'll wager not one person in 10, in 100, knows why there are barricades all over Paris, or why the people are attacking government troops. Cosette, we may as well stop walking. Our train for Cherbourg will have gone by now.
But England. We were going to take the boat to England. Where can we go?
We'll find our way slowly back to where we used to live. Courfeyrac will give us a little furniture. I'm sure he hasn't rented the apartment yet.
Is that safe?
Probably the safest place we could hide. Javert will never think of looking there. Cosette, down. Lie flat on the ground. Cover your head with your hands. Look. There's a deep doorway over there. You see it?
There, where the man with the gun is standing.
Yes, if we crawl along the street very close to the paving stones of that barricade, We won't get hit by a stray bullet. Come on. On all fours now. Let's move.
I'm frightened to death.
Cosette, do as I say, and you won't die of anything.
This is not a safe place for you, monsieur, or for the girl.
It's safer than out there. I think this doorway is deep enough to keep the three of us out of harm.
Yes, well, my name is Le Cabuc. This is my house, and I'm prepared to kill anyone who comes in here.
My name is Valjean. This is my granddaughter, Cosette. We're not here to enter your house, citizen.
Better not. That's all I have to say.
I'm not asking for anything. Just to remain here a few minutes until it's safe to leave.
Do you know why you are fighting?
Yes, I am defending my home, mademoiselle. Now, you had better get your grandfather to take you to yours.
That's up to him to decide. I'm not frightened.
That's what she tells other people, isn't it?
Because I'm not afraid. If you can be brave, I can. You think, monsieur, you're the only one with courage standing in this doorway. Do you know what all this shooting is about, do you?
Yes, to upset the government.
Help me, somebody!
Idiot! Look at him. He stood up on top of the barricade. Of course he was shot.
Help! Move.
Aren't you going to see anything?
Well, there is nothing to do. He'll die out there soon.
No, he won't.
Grandpa, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to let him die in the street.
So, Valjean, what good did he do to pull the man from the barricade, eh? He died in my doorway.
Cosette, the fighting has stopped, I think. I think it's safe to be on our way.
It's all so horrible when death is so close.
Valjean, you are going to walk through Paris without a gun? This stupid man who got himself killed here, you take his pistol.
No, don't touch him. Poor man.
No, he's right, Cosette. The best we can do for this man now is light a candle at Notre Dame. His pistol will be of more use to us. Yes, I'll take it. Let's see if it's loaded. Yes, fine. He never fired it once, not one shot. Come on, Cosette. Thank you, sir, for the use of your doorway.
Wait a moment, Valjean. Here come some friends of mine. I'd like you to meet them.
Friends of yours? Mm-hmm. Thank you, no.
Which way are we going?
We take the Rue Saint-Denis. Au revoir.
Hey, you don't wish to meet my friends, eh? They're not good enough for you, huh?
Some other time, perhaps.
Le Cabuc, what have you been doing? Taking cover on your dome.
Ah, hello, Paul Pierre. Hey, Henri Dubois. It's about time. Where have you been, huh?
What shall we do now, Le Cabuc?
This barricade is useless. You cannot fire behind it or on top of it. I tell you what, comrades. Do you see that five-story house on the corner between this street and the Rue Saint-Denis? That's where we should shoot from, huh? In that building. Now, if we station ourselves at the windows, not one government soldier could pass up the street. Well, what do you say, Paul?
The house is closed. Shades are drawn.
Well, knock. Are you all with me?
They won't open.
Then we'll break down the door. Let's go. Is anyone home? Anyone in there? Ah! I know there's someone in this house.
You're right, Le Cabuc. Nobody leaves a five-story house unattended.
What do you want?
Who's that speaking? Where are you?
There he is, in the window of the third floor.
Yes, old man, are you the porter here?
Yes, I am. What do you wish?
Hang the door.
I cannot.
Open, I tell you.
No, it's impossible.
Old man, can you see this musket? I am aiming it right at your head. Now, will you open the door, yes or no?
Oh, you don't understand.
Le Cabuc, you're not going to pull the trigger.
Oh, man, I will count to three.
I'm sorry, I cannot. I have not the permission.
Lord in heaven, you killed him. His head. Look at it. It's lying on the windowsill.
Hurry, take my musket. Well, kick the door down.
Le Cabuc. On your knees.
What?
My pistol is aimed at the back of your neck. And I would advise any of your friends not to move a muscle.
No.
Kneel. That's better. Oh. It is the correct position. for what you will have to do.
But why are you doing this?
You have 1 minute to pray.
You're going to shoot me. Like that. In cold blood. Paul, Henri, Pierre, someone, help me.
If you don't know how to pray, then think. Half a minute. Citizens, this is the first human being, the first man I have ever killed. What Le Cabouf did to that poor porter lying up there on the windowsill, it's unspeakable. What I have done is also horrible. He killed, and that is why I killed. Assassination is even more of a crime here than elsewhere, for we stand under the eye of the revolution. We must not stop here. Let's run for our lives.
Cosette! Cosette! Cosette, where are you?
Show me where.
No, wound, I don't think. Just knocked down by the explosion.
Oh, yes, by the shock wave.
Yes, like a thunderbolt. What was it?
It was a cannon fired at us from Saint-Gervais. The troops have been ordered to flatten the street of houses if need be. Can you stand, citizen?
Yes, I'm all together in one piece.
Good. My shop is right here. I was just getting some wood from the cellar to board up the windows when I heard the explosion and I saw you falling the stairs. I wouldn't go out there yet if I were you. Raw recruits firing a cannon here. They know nothing about. Well, could you stay now that you're here and help me board up the front window?
Oh, well, I would, but I must go and find my granddaughter.
What is the young girl who was with you? Yes, I saw her.
You saw her when?
When Le Cabouc was shot. I saw him kneel, and then I saw her run away.
I thought so. Death isn't easy to look for. Lord knows where the savage she could be.
It's just a time of madness. You know, the only safe place is to be in one's own home, out of the way of stray bullets.
Yes. That's it, you're right.
Huh?
Cosette has gone to where we used to live. We spoke about it, of course. You're a good friend, I thank you.
Yes, in case we should meet again, what is your name?
Valjean, Jean Valjean.
Comrade, my last name is Juba, Henri Juba. Jean, you must go quickly to find your granddaughter. May the Lord protect you.
I see you have the boards already. Look, let me hold them in place while you nail them up.
You will?
I would be ashamed to leave you alone to protect your shop when you've been such a help to me.
Yes, thank you. Let's start. You know, Jean, perhaps the day of the earth filled with human love is not that far away.
A war of thickets? A street war? What is the meaning of a civil war, asks Victor Hugo. Is not every war between men a war between brothers? War can only be qualified by its object, neither foreign nor civil. There is only just or unjust war, end quote. And Jean Valjean's personal war against injustice in an unjust world continues. I shall return shortly with Act Two. Followed Jean Valjean and Cosette through rioting Paris. Now Victor Hugo draws our attention to the young lawyer, Marius, who has fallen in love at a distance with Cosette. Marius, believing Cosette has left France for England and that he will never be able to declare his love or see her again, decides his life is not worth living. So he joins his friends at the barricades. If he is killed, at least he thinks he will be out of his misery.
Shut the door.
All right, I will. I brought a friend.
Henri.
This is Marius. He is one of us.
That's why we can't always use a warm body.
Good shot, Marius.
Marius, this is Henri Dubois, our commandant. He's in charge of the Saint-Denis unit. Henri, where were you yesterday?
Burying Le Cabuc. He killed a porter and ran into a little trouble himself.
Well, can I have a gun?
Marius, you know how to fire a gun?
Well, I never have.
Paul, why do you bring us these poets or musicians? We have to have people who can shoot.
I think I can learn.
Well, you had better. The musket speaks the only language the National Guard understands.
Marius, your first lesson? Please pay attention. The gun is far easier to master than any of the legal briefs that we had to learn from the bar examination.
And don't be too long at it, Paul. Then send your friend Marius up to the bridge, the one near the Hotel Dieu. Two of our sentries have been wounded there, and I suspect government troops are going to rush that bridge when it's dark. If they do, we'll need fair warning. It'll be hard to hold out here.
Why don't I go, Henri?
You teach Marius how to aim and fire and give him a pocket full of bullets.
If there's danger, I want to do it.
There. You see? Poets and musicians can be as brave as a barber.
He's a lawyer.
Fine. And when they're going to hang us and we appear in court, your friend can represent us. In the meantime, turn your attorney into an attacker.
Oh, my blessed girl. I've searched all over Paris for you. Why did you leave me?
I was looking for someone.
You left at a time like that to look for someone?
I thought I saw someone I knew and ran around the corner, and he wasn't there. And then I couldn't find my way back to you.
I've been on my feet since yesterday. Cosette, if I didn't love you as if you were my own grandchild, I would be angry. Well, this place looks pretty clean. Did we leave any food when we started for England?
The grocer, Medoc, he gave me something on credit. The bakery is still open. There haven't been any riots here. Why were you so angry when I defended the young man who used to watch us in the park?
Because I believed he worked with the police.
Do you still believe that?
Why do you ask?
Do you know he lives in this house on the floor below, and we never saw him here? Not once.
How do you know that?
Monsieur Courfeyrac told me. The man in the gardens was called Marius, and he had gone to the barricades with a friend and had given him a letter for me if I should ever return. But he was going to give his life for the cause.
Oh, that sounds desperate.
I've read his letter 50 times.
It's, a love letter?
Yes. Can I read you some?
No, Cosette. It was written for you. How would I understand it, my child? I've never had the chance to love. I wouldn't know what he means.
Yes, you would.
You care for him?
Yes.
How strange. And you've never talked to him.
What is worse, I don't know where he is at this moment. In all that shooting and killing, he may be dead. And I'll never see him again.
But my darling Cosette, I can't bear it when you cry. No, pray for him. And I shall pray for all of us. Have faith.
The revolt against the authorities was 3 weeks old. I, Javert, inspector of police, was assigned to the prefect, which gave me the delicate task of insinuating myself into the ranks of the rioters. And I went from unit to unit to find out whether the armed men were criminals or ordinary citizens. One night, I found myself in Saint-Denis, near the bridge.
Well, who goes there?
Friend.
What is the password?
Excuse me, young man, but you're not holding that musket properly.
I'm not?
Careful. It might go off. And who knows who it would hurt. Set the gun on its heel. No. The other end. Now place the butt on the ground.
You know, sir, your voice is very familiar.
All voices of the revolution are familiar. Do you know all the men behind these barricades?
No, I don't. I haven't been at this sentry post very long.
You sound like an educated man.
I'm an attorney. Most everyone here are shopkeepers or laborers from the wine docks.
Very well, I won't keep you. I must go talk to the others at the barricades. Now, mind you hold that musket properly. We wouldn't want you to blow off your own foot, would we?
Mm-hmm. Tommy here.
Oh, it's you, Paul.
Oh, he went out for some more ammunition. Did Andre relieve you at your post, Marius?
Yes. Paul, I think there's trouble. An hour ago, I saw someone out there who shouldn't be.
Are you sure?
Do you remember my telling you about a police inspector called Javert who stopped me one day in front of my house asking all kinds of questions about the man with the white hair and the girl? You know the girl I mean.
Javert. Yes, 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 I remember.
An hour ago, he came up to me in the dark. He didn't give me the password. He asked who was manning the barricade, and I saw him go off and ask other men the same thing.
A police inspector. A spy. Where is he now?
I don't know. I had to remain on duty until André arrived.
It's very cold out there. I wonder if he's asking questions right here in the wine shop.
You mean in back? Well, I'll open the door to that room and see if he's there.
People have been going in and going out. I don't know all of them. They rest. They have a drink.
He's on a wait here.
It's him.
He's in there at one of the tables by the wall, sitting alone. Now that I see him in the light, I'm sure he's Javert of the police.
We had better wait for Henri to get back. He will know what to do.
All right. Everyone is here now, Marius. You will open the door, walk up to the police inspector, confront him, and get him to identify himself. And the rest of us will silently stay in the back until I give the signal. Ready?
Yes.
Open the door to the wine room. We'll be right behind you.
Good evening.
Yes?
You don't remember me.
We talked on the barricade.
Do you remember me from before then?
No.
Well, I remember you. Your name is Javert, isn't that so?
Yes, I am Javert.
Grab a hold of him. Push him to the floor. The rope.
Let go.
The rope. Bousquet, hold his legs.
Yes. Good work, Marius. Hand me everything you find in his pocket.
This looks like an identification paper, and here's a purse.
Well, not bad. A few pieces of gold.
And a gold watch. That's it.
Yes. Well, we'll heave him onto the long table. Bousquet, clear off the glasses. Hey. Now, he's well trussed up, so he'll remain quiet. Now, I've got his feet. Paul, Marius, Bousquet, grab him by the shoulders and up we go. Now, let us gather round and examine what our spy was carrying, huh?
Well, yes, look at this round card set in glass, will you? Is this the identification?
Henri, let me... Javert, police inspector, age 52, and a signature. M. Gousquet, prefect of police.
May I have my watch and my purse?
You will be buried with them. Javert, the mice have caught the cat.
Are you leaving me tied up like this?
Not for long, spy.
And who decides?
Not who, but what. You hear that musket fire, huh? If they come near the barricades and we think it will be taken, you will be shot 2 minutes before that moment.
Why not right now?
We are saving our powder.
Then why not kill me with a knife?
Spy, we are judges, not assassins.
Have you come for more ammunition?
No, I'm looking for someone.
Well, if you don't see him here, citizen, he's out there fighting for our lives. We take turns mining these headquarters and guarding prisoners.
I'm looking for Marius.
What, you are?
Yes.
I am Marius.
Of course you are. I should have recognized you.
You know me?
And you know me. The man in the Luxembourg Gardens with Cosette. I am Valjean, her guardian. Look, I'll take my cap off.
Oh, the man with the white hair. Her name is Cosette. How is she? Where is she? I was told you'd both gone to England.
So many questions and not enough time to answer any of them.
Her name is Cosette. Oh, I can't get over that. I never knew her name. Why did you come for me? Oh, how lucky you found me.
I believe in prayer, and it happened. Since I came between you two, I must bring you together. We're in the same house you lived in. Go and surprise her.
Oh, Lord, yes, but... but I can't leave here.
Why not? I'll take your place.
It's getting hot out there.
Oh, Henri, this is Valjean. He lives in the same house as I do.
Oh, yes, I remember you. Welcome. This is a good man, Marius.
I want Marius to do an important errand for me. I'll take his place.
Valjean, anything. Marius, how long will it take?
I want him merely to reassure someone that he's alive.
That's all right. Just so long as you come back, Marius, to reassure me.
Oh, thank you, Henri. Au revoir. A friend.
You.
I thought I would never see you again.
I thought I would never see you. Don't you want to come in?
No. I'll just stand here and look at you and tell you how I feel.
I'll leave the door open. Please come in.
All right. Did you get my letter? I left it to the landlord just in case.
I know. Just in case. Perhaps it was all meant to be that we couldn't get to the station and could not escape to England.
Oh, it was meant to be. The day I came upstairs and Koufarak was cleaning your rooms because you'd left, I thought I would die.
I thought about you all the time. Every step through the streets I saw you. Sitting on that bench in the garden, looking up at me from your book.
Oh, I can't believe I mean something to you.
Oh, yes, you do.
We never spoke.
We spoke.
Yes, with our eyes.
Yes.
I love you. I don't offend you by saying that.
Oh, no.
You love me, then?
You know I do.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Oh, what is that?
The riot has come here. Somebody threw a rock at a window downstairs.
What good can come out of all of this?
Oh, isn't it incredible that it took a civil war for us to find each other? We must never let anything come between us again.
Victor Hugo writes, two beings, pure as spirits, told each other everything. Their dreams, their depressions, how they longed for each other at a distance, and their mutual despair when they could not meet. Two hearts poured into each other so that at the end of an hour, the young man had the maiden's soul and the maiden his. I shall return shortly with Act Three. The war of paving stones and gutters, shots fired by shopkeepers from cellars against trained troops, is a war of no victors, no vanquished. Against this backdrop of death in the streets, Jean Valjean has found the young man whom his ward, Cosette, believes she loves, Marius. And he has sent Marius to her.
It's midnight. It may be a quiet night.
Marie. Your position behind this barricade is dangerous. When I came, I saw hundreds of troops gathering at both ends of the street. You'll be bottled up. And then what?
Well, perhaps. A great deal can happen before morning. Oh, have you seen our spy?
Huh?
Yes, Marius got us a spy.
No, I haven't.
He's tied up in the wine room back there. Some police inspector.
A police inspector?
Yes, I will show you. I tell you this. If our barricade suffers sudden death, oh, so will he.
Well, well, well. Inspector Javert.
Valjean. I thought you had run for it to England.
Javert of the police, lying on the table, trussed up like a chicken.
In my greatest imaginings, I could not have dreamt I would see a convict go free while I, a servant of the law, am imprisoned with ropes.
Yeah. Interesting reversal, isn't it? Perhaps there is justice after all.
What would a common thief know about justice?
That was a lifetime ago.
Your debt's still outstanding. You may have escaped the bars, Valjean, but there's no escaping the truth.
Have you nothing good to say about the days I changed my name, became an honest citizen, how I helped people, did charitable works?
You never paid the debt you owed society. That is the truth. The only truth.
The truth is too hard. All my life it has set its foot on my chest. I've cried for mercy. But the truth is not merciful.
Don't ask for forgiveness from me. I cannot, and I will not. Belian, so long as I live, I shall follow you until I have caught you and returned you to prison.
What good am I to man, I ask myself, if I'm thrown back into prison?
You asked that question too late.
I was a boy when I stole that one loaf of bread.
Our conversation goes nowhere. And can go nowhere. If I am killed by your brothers, that too will hang over you.
It will not. Justice. That word you live by. Justice has brought you here. Tied you up, made you helpless. I couldn't have pictured a more fitting reward for you. I laugh. No more looking behind me. No more listening for your footsteps. No more hiding behind other names. Goodbye, Javert.
Valjean! Valjean, where are you?
In here with your spy.
It is as you said it would be. A boy came running just now with the news that they are bottling up the streets. We are too dangerous to them.
What do you plan to do with this pitiful police inspector?
I will leave a loaded pistol by his head, and the last man to abandon this place will be told to blow out this prisoner's brains.
Henri, you said you wished to reward me. Well, I ask for my reward.
What is it?
To blow out this man's brains.
Well, why not? Any complaints, Mr. Spy, Inspector Javert?
It is fair.
I have no objection.
I'll take him now. Outside.
You'll need a pistol.
I still have the one I took from the dead man.
The job is yours, Valjean.
Tied up as I was, there was no chance to escape. But Valjean would have to untie me so I could follow him out the wine shop. How could I distract him sufficiently so I might fall down or roll away from him? It was dark out there, the only light occasionally from the cannon firing miles away. It would be touch and then go. One would have to be very clever. I will watch everything he does, every move.
Hold still, Javert. I'm undoing the rope they tied you with to the table. Then I'll tie it around you to use as a leash. That's it. Now, I use this for a hangman's noose around your throat. Don't pull back, the knot will tighten. Very good. Now sit up.
Now, what are you going to do?
Just having a look at how securely your arms are fastened to your side. Good job. Off the table now. Go on.
Where are you taking me?
Outside. You and I are going for a stroll.
I will not be able to walk. My feet are tied together.
I am aware of that, Javert. And tied they will remain. We'll manage.
Perhaps outside I could get away. Valjean took me the length of the barricade. My feet still bound. He made me climb over it and stood me beside a pile of corpses. I could see what he intended. One shot to my head, and all he had to do was to add my body to theirs. He checked his gun.
Yeah, seems to be in good order. Only you and I, Javert. No one to watch us. Go on. Take your revenge. On second thought, I think my knife would be more useful.
Yes. By all means, a pocket knife. You're right. A knife suits you better.
Hold still, Javert.
What are you doing?
What you least expect. There. I've cut through the rope around your neck. Now hold your arms as still as you can.
I don't want to draw blood. What are you going to do with my neck and arms free?
Stay right there. Don't move your feet.
I don't understand at all.
That's it. All right, your feet are untied. You may rub your ankles, get the blood through your veins again.
You are letting me go?
You are free.
You are... I see you're going to shoot me in the back as I walk away.
I'm going to shoot into the air so that I can tell the others the deed is done.
Good riddance. One bullet, eh?
Yes, Henri. One bullet.
Valjean, I've given orders to abandon the barricade. We're going to regroup at the Place Fontenoy, that barricade. You go first. I'll follow.
I can't, Henri. I have to stay here.
Have to? Why?
Marius may come back.
I'd forgotten. But if he makes it as far as the top of the Rue Saint-Denis, he'll see we're surrounded, so he'll turn back.
I can't be sure. Supposing they've spread out or are moving from door to door. They're checking all doorways and buildings. He sees no one and is caught in the crossfire. Henri, you go. I'll stay. Where will I find you tomorrow or the next day?
I shall probably return to my barber shop. I'll be in the cellar. Oh, bring your Marius. He's a brave young man. It was he who captured the spy. I'm going. Long live the Republic!
Marius. Marius, lean on me. Oh, my legs. Are they both gone? Paul, tell me the truth.
You are bleeding, but you have them.
I had to come back to find Jean Valjean for her sake. She was so worried about him.
I'm glad I saw you.
I thought it was all over for me.
No, no, we haven't far to go. Just hold on to me tight.
Paul, if I don't survive... I saw her.
You saw who?
The girl from the Luxembourg Gardens. My love.
You saw her today?
She loves me, too. Her name is Cosette.
Oh, we won't get through here. Everything is blocked off.
Oh.
Marius, look. Look up there. Climbing over that cart. That man. His coat is on fire. Marius, you stay. I have to run to him and help him. It's hard.
Thank you, my boy. I didn't even notice I was wearing clay. You burn your hands?
No. It's all right. But what are you doing here? Everyone was ordered out.
I could ask you the same question. I climbed up here to see if Marius was coming. Something burning fell on me from the building.
Did you see Marius? He's here. I left him lying over there. I saw you. His legs are badly hurt. He cannot move by himself. Marius, look. I brought you a friend.
Oh, my boy. Look at those legs. We must bind them up.
He's fainting.
He'll come to. We must tear up our shirts and strips.
Yes, of course. Marius, wake up. I found your friend.
Jean Valjean. I saw her. We were together. Cosette, she wanted me to find you.
That's good. That's enough for a tourniquet. Marius, I'm going to stop the bleeding.
Did you hear what I said? Cosette loves me. Oh, now I want to live. I don't want to die anymore.
You won't die, Marius.
Are you a doctor, too?
In my time, I've learned a lot of things.
I do not know how we can get out of here. Surrounded by all this burning and gunfire. A patrol could appear any minute and we will be shot on sight. Yes.
The sewers!
What?
What? There's a manhole entrance right over there under that pile of paving stones.
Escape into the sewer?
It's an underground world. I know the Paris sewers like the back of my hand.
Yes. Between us, we could carry Marius.
Oh, I can carry him alone. You see where that red flag is lying on the stone?
Yes.
Right under there is an entrance. All we have to do is to clear off all the paving stones and we'll find it.
Sewer. But how are we going to get the cover off?
I can lift it.
But it's solid iron 3 feet wide. How can you?
Don't ask questions. Stand back. There's a hole at one side, you see. I can fit my fingers in there and pull.
It is coming. You are moving it. Here, let me help get under it. To put it on an edge.
Careful, it doesn't fall on you. There's a ladder, iron rungs, leading below. I'll go down first. You catch hold of Marius and hoist him over to me.
All right, yes. But Jean...
What is it, Paul?
I think Marius is no more.
Nonsense, he's just painted. See his chest rising and falling. Get him over here quickly. That's fine. Yes, he's breathing. All right, I'm starting down. Now, you hold... I'm down here just below him. Now, let him down feet first on top of me. All right. All right, I have him. You can let go, Paul. I've got Marius securely over my shoulder. I'll start... And you climb down after me.
What would I do about the manhole cover?
Leave it. Come on down. Careful of your feet. Don't step on my finger.
Lord in heaven, we have made it. We are going to be safe.
How safe Paul and Marius and Jean Valjean will be in the sewers of Paris remains to be seen in our next and final installment of Victor Hugo's Les Miserables. The sewers of that day were an indescribable city of mud, poisoned air, rodents, and reptiles, and inhabited by human scum who no longer could find homes above ground. I shall return shortly. Pride that we of the Mystery Theater are privileged to bring you the unusual giant of a novel, Les Miserables, to commemorate the start of our ninth season on the air. In our next broadcast, we will keep step with Jean Valjean, a man haunted by his past and hunted as an animal. Through that underground labyrinth, the sewers of Paris, we shall follow him step by step in that gangrenous graveyard, hoping all the while he will reach safety and peace. Our cast included Alexander Scourby, Amanda Plummer, Bernard Grant, Lloyd Batista, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Ravenhouse Paperback Mysteries. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.